Hey there, boys and girls. How the hell you doing? I don't care. Do you really give a crap, Bob? Do you care how
I do?
No. At this hour of the morning, who cares?
Support, you know where I am?
Dark side of the moon?
Pretty much. New York at 4 o'clock in the morning.
San Francisco at 106:30. And that would make it 216 in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Outstanding. You talk about who cares.
Hell with a zip code. Coming to you from the palatial studios of the Sports Byline Radio Network in San Francisco, California. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them my name was Jerry Burke, so that's what we're going to go with. Also joined by... What the hell are you doing here? Bob Black joins us here. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm emotionally mediocre. So,
yeah.
So I'm here in San Francisco, and, of course, the Golden State Warriors are in the Western Conference Finals again, and the San Antonio Spurs are in the Western Conference Finals for what seems like the 4,000th time. And I'm watching this game, and this thing's over. this thing is flat over. Now, if the Warriors were playing like, you know, Utah or the Lakers or something, I think, okay, they still have a chance. But, I mean, this is Greg Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs. They don't give up 20-point halftime leads.
No, they don't.
And thanks for playing. Try again. You know, people are probably wondering what it is exactly you're doing on the radio with me right now, aren't they?
Yeah, probably, but, you know, money talks and BS walks.
Hey, look, I'm not gay, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks, right? When we come back, we are going to explain exactly what it is we're doing here together. Yeah. I mean, I'm normally here. I'm never normal. That's funny. The words Jerry and normal very seldom, if ever, collide in the same sentence, but we'll get to that. We'll explain that. We're going to talk about the Western Conference Finals. You got anything else on your mind, man?
Yeah, I got a couple of things, actually.
Oh, great. You're going to make me actually work.
Nah.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Here's a number everyone may want to keep handy. Write this one down, Bob. 202-456-1414. That's the White House. Keep in mind, while you're giving them a call and telling them what a bang-up job they're doing, keep in mind, they have caller ID. I found that out during the Bush administration a couple of times.
Thank you.
717-344-7793. That's the number of the girl I went to my high school prom with. She won't talk to me anyway. No one lives there any longer. Well, I don't know why not. I put out three times with her that night. Or twice with her. By the way, Sue, nice hearing from you. We're going to let you know what the hell's going on when we come back, kids. I don't even know what the hell we're calling this mess. But just stay tuned anyway.
Baseball training bat. The Pro Hammer bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer bat.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have an interesting conversational style, you know that?
It's a nervous condition.
I used to have a nervous condition.
How did yours manifest itself?
I drank a lot of scotch.
I get sick when I drink too much.
I get drunk when I drink too much.
Speak not ill of alcohol, Bob. Would you agree?
Yes, I'm drunk right now.
And I was at a bar earlier on Sunday. By the way, happy Mother's Day to everyone who was not smart enough to use birth control. So I'm at this bar called Vesuvio's on Sunday, celebrating Mother's Day the traditional way with martinis. And there's a woman in there. I guess she was in her mid-late 30s. And she wasn't, like, really, really drunk, but drunk enough to, you know, that she wasn't living on pure oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't making a total fool of herself. And but she was, you could tell she had a couple of drinks, and she looks over,
which is how everybody starts early.
Exactly. And she looks over towards me and a friend of mine who were sitting there, and she said, "What are you looking at? I've been drinking since 1 o'clock this afternoon." I was like, "Big deal, I've been drinking since 1980 It's like, come
and her response,
she walked away. I get that a lot from women. Okay, boys and girls, this is Bob Black. Normally you hear him at other times.
On another show,
exactly. And normally, right about this time, I'm on the roof of the building lamping up a twisty, but what are you going to do? And you know, the thing is, we really don't have a name for it, because you're going to be doing this a couple of times this week, are you not?
Yeah, Black and Boo. I thought about this overnight.
Yeah, see, we're
not only going to bruise your intellect, we're going to bruise your ego. Black and Boo.
That's exactly. Now, Boo is my nickname growing up, and that's how we so cleverly. But here are some of the names I went through, but I thought, you know what, they're probably... I gave this some thought. Let's see. These are Abbott Costello used, Martin and Lewis, Lewis and Clark, William and Mary, William Sonomo, Peter Paul and Mary, Simon and Garfunkel, Loggins and Messina, Simon and Schuster, you know, Sam and Dave, Dave and Buster's, Cheech and Chong, Paul and Paula, Turner and Hooch, Ike and Tina Turner, Ike and Mike's, Mary Jane's. Nope, I guess we'll go with Black and Boo. I like that.
All right.
I'm
just gonna, it works.
You know what? Boys and girls of all ages, very seldom, if ever, do you get the opportunity to enjoy the intellectual fruits of your labor. But in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program. And for that, we head to the great state of Texas, where John Updike said you can look further and see less than any other place on earth. There's some truth to that, I guess. All together now. Clap, clap, clap. All right, that's enough of that. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas, the hometown of Jack Johnson, the first African-American heavyweight champ, 1908 to 1915, as well as Valerie Perrine. Did you know that, Bob? The chick who played Miss Tessbacher in the first Superman movie.
Hot.
I saw her in town here about a month or two ago. She's like 73. Oh, in a second.
Well.
In a second. That woman will never drown. I can tell you that right now.
What kind of goggles were you looking through?
Beer, scotch, martini. I didn't mix my drinks that day. They were all in separate glasses, but yeah, I was tanked.
Right.
Christian, welcome to the program. What is on your mind, my friend?
First of all, good early morning, Jerry Burke, yeah. And Rob Black, the host of Spano and Black.
Well, he used to be. I'm sorry, go ahead. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much.
Then why the hell did you call us, man? You do that. I said, Bobby does it. What's on your mind? He goes, nothing. Then why the hell did you bother calling the phone?
Oh, God. It's because of the fact that nobody else is up at this late of a god-awful hour other than you guys.
He's got a point there, Bob.
He does. Yes, he does.
He does. Okay, Christian, what's on your mind aside from the fact that your Rockets absolutely screwed the pooch the other night? What the hell was it? Did they forget to play the fourth quarter, Bob?
We know one player who did. Mm. Actually, first, second, and third as well.
Exactly. You know, there's some rumblings that he tanked it. I can't. You know, here's the thing. These are professional athletes, and I love the ones that they say, "Oh, well, they're kind of tanking it so they get a good draft pick." Professional athletes can't tank it. That's just not in their DNA.
Not the way he played.
No, that was just bad. I mean, you're going to tank it. At least make it look good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Christian, what's on your mind, my friend?
When it comes down to the Rockets, I just want to completely forget about that game six cluster screw, because I know that when it comes down to next season, the 2017-18 season, I know the Rockets will improve off of this, hopefully. Now, as far as yesterday's game goes,
that would be on Sunday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as yesterday's game goes between the Spurs and Warriors, I thought that was crazy how the Spurs just let loose a complete egg.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Chris and Bob, and hold on for a second. I love when teams make a big comeback in a game, whether it be in baseball, football, it doesn't matter the sport. Hockey is the one sport I may give an exception to, because it's such a difficult sport to make a big comeback in a game. And, you know, if a team went up by 20 points, if the other team is of equal talent or ability, there's nothing to say they can't come back from 20 points and go on a run to make up the difference there. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, but you know what the problem is usually, and particularly in the NBA, when you're down that much, you expend all your energy getting back into the game. And if you can't get over the hump, you usually end up losing the game with expending all the energy and not being able to finish. They actually finished.
Well, here's the thing. When you're running, if you're really expending a lot of energy to come back against the Spurs, you don't have to run that fast. And I mean, I get your point.
And it's legitimate, but still climbing out of that hole, because as you said, they're teams with relatively equal talent. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, you know, you would think that the talent that it would level out after a point.
Well,
and all of a sudden, they're equal talent.
They're an equal talent, but they're a different kind of talent. I mean,
yes, they are.
I mean, the Spurs don't have the kind of team that can. Well, they could. It can happen anyway, but they don't have the kind of offense that can come back from 25 points down, because they don't run up and down the court like they're being chased by the cops. The Warriors are used to doing that.
Right,
Christian.
That's a fair statement,
Christian.
Yes, Jerry Burke.
Care to add anything to this, or are you sitting there watching? Wait, what are you doing?
I'm basically trying to fix myself a late night snack.
Is it liquid?
I mean, it is like 3 a.m. out here, so I'm basically just fixing myself a fish sandwich.
Oh, there you go. Did you catch it fresh?
No, actually, it was cooked a couple of days ago. I hope God, I don't get sick.
Christian, thanks for the call. Enjoy the morning breath. 1-800-8... Honest to God, really?
Two-day-old fish?
Really? Seriously, what, you didn't have a cup of yogurt sitting around on the furnace? I mean, come on.
I just got a sample audience, didn't I?
Honestly, yeah. By the way, yes, the lonely unemployable alcoholic in their mother's basement. Welcome to my core audience. In all seriousness, talking about, you know, like I said, equal talent but different kind of talent. You know, both teams get paid. But the Warriors, I mean, they're used to running up and down the court like it's a track meet. The Spurs aren't. They don't have that kind of team, and they're not. Even if they had that kind of a talent, that's not Popovich's scheme. He doesn't have the kind of. He's never coached a team that can just go run up and down the court like the Nuggets of the '80s or the Lakers or, you know, the Spurs or the Warriors of now. They just don't have that kind of makeup, because they very rarely have ever fall behind by 25 and or go up by 25 or go down by 25 to need to make that up.
Yeah, it's a fair statement, but again, you know, it's the norm. In the NBA, they dig into these deep holes. You've actually seen it throughout the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you saw Boston dealing with these huge deficits with the Wizards, and they haven't been able to climb out.
The Baltimore Bullets, as I call them. This series should have been over in four games.
It's not politically correct.
The game should have been. This series should have been. Yeah, this series should have been over in four games with Baltimore, as I still call them, sitting back and waiting to see.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And getting ready to go after Cleveland, who they actually have the talent to beat.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm a Celtic fan. But, I mean, I thought Washington could beat them and should be. And here's the thing. The Celtics won't beat the Cavs this year. Washington can. And that's why I think it would make for a better series. But you know what? This is the NBA. And even though David Stern is no longer in office, you know he wants to set up the soap opera. And Mike Brown sitting on the bench right now for the Dubs. He used to be head coach of the Cavaliers. You know he would love to, you know, not David Stern.
Oh, great storyline.
Oh, they would love to see that. And, of course, I hope they don't do something like they did in last year's finals, for example, or in the 2002 Western Conference finals, kind of rigged something so it goes to another game.
Don't even go there. That's a two-hour show with me.
Oh, God. I watched that entire fourth quarter again the other day. We were talking about the game six of the 2002 Western Conference finals, where, I mean, I'm serious, man. Vlade Divac coughed, and they threw a tee at him. I mean, that was – Well, that was the most embarrassing thing. I don't know how they can, the NBA can look themselves in the face and say, no, that was on the up and up. There's no way.
Well, you know, the other aspect of that is Vlade's getting those deferred payments because he's now doing to the Sacramento Kings in person what happened on the court.
That's true. 1-800-878-7529. Ooh, Genesis, the last album they did with Peter Gabriel, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. That was a great album.
It was.
And then years later, Phil Collins became really big. And he became Phil Collins became too big for Tony Banks and Mike Rutherford. Think about that. 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls. We're going to do an update next if I can get this damn computer to work. I said, what are we calling this? Oh, yeah, Black and Boo. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm in San Francisco. Where are you right now?
New York, that allegedly.
That works for me. Keep listening for reasons we don't understand yet. We'll be back. God help us all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
I ain't nobody, rabbit!
So he's got that going for him. 25 and a half minutes past the hour. If you're one of those half-full types, that's 34 and a half minutes before the hour.
I'm a half-full.
Yeah. Old John Coltrane.
Talk about somebody's still dead.
You know, there's a church. There's the Church of John Coltrane here in San Francisco.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, it's in the Fillmore District. They're great services.
You ever see Around Midnight?
Yes, I have.
You have. All right, the guy in that Dexter Gordon, I assume you're familiar with.
We never dated, but yes, I know who he is. Yes.
Yeah, well, I was working in a club one time, and he was playing there. Mm-hmm. And my responsibility was to get him back and forth, well, starting at the airport to the hotel, from the hotel to the club, back to the hotel, and back to the airport. Which, that in itself sounds like a relatively easy task.
It's like trying to say, we need you to make sure Jim Morrison gets to the show. Yeah, it sounds easy.
In theory, it wasn't all that big a deal. I had a Mercedes at my disposal, 3-8 balls, and once I got to the club, you know, there was no issue with cognac.
Nice.
I thought that I could part. Now, right. he was probably in his mid-60s, looking in his mid-80s at the time. And by the time I got him from the airport to the hotel, at the hotel, 1-8 went bye-bye.
Really?
I picked him up. Yeah, yeah.
You should try hanging out with Bill Lee sometime.
including the obligatory white tip for me.
Being the good guy that you are, you, of course, accepted graciously.
It was you know, courtesy. And then we went back to the club where he proceeded to before, and that was good. And I got another tip.
Nice.
And then he turned around, and we were getting ready to go on stage, or he was getting ready to go on stage. Right. I was working at a little tiny service bar next to the stage.
Right.
And he goes, give me the cognac. And I was like.
Like Blind Melon Chitlin.
Yeah, but. You know, fortunately, I speak drunk.
Fluently. I do, too.
So I understood what he meant, and I gave him what would be considered an ordinary snifter of Cavazier.
Right. Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And he just shook his head and said, I'm about to fill that up.
What do you want, fishbowl?
and I proceeded to do that, and he knocked it back
nice.
In front of the full house audience. Didn't even blink. And I thought he was going to die. I did. I was prepared. I had numbers. I had a pillow that I brought with me just in case his head was going to hit the stage.
An attorney on retainer, that whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, my boss was just looking at him like he was out of his mind. And he proceeded to play a 90-minute set of the most beautiful music.
And
you know, because for people who don't know, he played Coltrane in Round Midnight.
Right, yeah. I don't know how people do that. I mean, I know how they do it, but I mean, like, well. I mean, look, Janis Joplin going up on stage and singing Work Me, Lord, all smacked out, that's one thing. You know, but I mean, people who are real musicians, Coltrane, obviously Miles Davis in his day. Real musicians. I mean, these guys were whacked off their trees at one point. They all kind of clean. And it's, I mean, I couldn't spell. I mean, and these guys are playing some of the most beautiful music ever.
It's amazing.
I mean,
it was amazing. And you know, on top of it, right, you know, he finished up. I got him back to the hotel yet again with another involvement of here you go.
Son of some of South America's finest.
Yeah, you know, Peruvian marching powder. And I said to myself, okay, he's going to die overnight. And when I come to get him in the morning, you know, I'll have to call the police. But fortunately, I knew people on the police, and they knew me very up close and personal.
Right.
And I said, all right. So, and I go and I get him in the morning to take him back to the airport, and he is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Like nothing happened.
Like nothing had happened.
Quick update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being brought to you and being used in the big leagues right now. Josh Donaldson started using this. Chili Davis picked up on it when he was the hitting coach over at the A's a couple of years back when the A's were doing well. Donaldson took it to Toronto, became the AL MVP. Davis took it to the Red Sox. Look how they're doing. The A's don't have it any longer. look at the A's. Here's what you need to do. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. First sad news in Major League Baseball. Former Major League umpire Steve Palermo, who was his career ended in 1992 after he was shot trying to stop a robbery outside of Arlington, Texas. passes away of cancer at the age of 67. Major League Baseball did the right thing, keeping him on board as part of the umpire. I guess he was one of the supervisors of umpires with the league. So, Sign me up for it. I mean, I don't want to be paralyzed from the waist down from being shot, but man had a good life. 67, he loses his battle with cancer. We'll get to the NBA in a second. Major League Baseball and the American League. Toronto takes care of Seattle. Your final score there, that was 3-2. Elsewhere in the junior circuit, look that one up. It was Cleveland, 8-3 over the Twinkies. Elsewhere, Tampa beat Boston 11-2. We continue with your American League scores on Derek Jeter Day at the Big Apple. I don't know. I mean, Yankee players are going to have to start wearing umlauts. I mean, they're like, I'm serious, man. The Yankees missed a late field goal. It was 10-7. It was the Astros over the Evil Empire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
elsewhere in the American League, it was the Angels 4-1 over the Tigre Adetois. In the senior circuit, it was the Nats. They're coming to San Francisco at the Memorial Day weekend. Can't wait to see that. 6-5 over the Fightin' Phils. 6-4, it was Pittsburgh over Arizona. That was in 10 innings. The game's played despite the best interest of society as a whole. San Francisco 8-3 over Cincinnati. We continue with your National League scores, boys and girls. Colorado, a late field goal, 9-6 over the Dodgers. Oh, I forgot one American League score. KC, 9-8 over Baltimore. It's nice to see I'm paying attention to Texas, 8-4 Oakland. I should pay attention more. National League scores once again. It was 11-9. It was Milwaukee over the Mets in a real pitcher's duel there. Interleague play.
That's it. Mets are doing very well right now.
Oh, God almighty. I mean, honest to God, usually I can hit any pitcher if someone holds them down. You wouldn't have to do it with these guys. Interleague play, it was the Pale Hose at 9-3 over San Diego. And what else we got here? Oh, yeah, one more. And I forgot this is a National League score. God, this computer is screwed up. 3-1, it was Miami over Atlanta. This update was brought, oh, by the way, if you haven't heard, the Dubs, they were down 25 at one point. They came back. Steph Curry hits for 40 points. Kevin Durant, he goes for 34. They come back 111-106 over your San Antonio Spurs. They lead that series 1-0.
They pay him the big bucks.
Exactly. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. I knew Nestor Shylock not well, but I knew him a little bit. He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He and Lou Palazzi, who was an NFL referee, refereed the Super Bowl IV. He had a little florist shop we used to get a Christmas tree from, right up the street from where I live. But I knew Nestor Shylock. And Nestor Shylock said one of the great thrills he ever, and he's a man who, he, World Series, he's done All-Star Games, he said one of the great thrills of his life is he was on the field when Earl Weaver got thrown out of the first game of a doubleheader, and during the, bringing up the cards for the lineup cards for the second game, got thrown out. He says to this day, he said that was one of the great thrills of his professional career.
Yeah. I remember that like it was yesterday, quite honestly. It was, and that was really pre- all sports, all the time, everywhere, that would have been a social media sensation.
Well, there's one on here and on Facebook. If you're gonna chat, I don't know who the umpire is, but Billy Lee told me it was, and it's about a 5-minute fight It's like a 5-minute fight between Earl Weaver and the first base umpire for whomever it is against Seattle. If you look at the scoreboard, there's one out in the top of the first, and he's going at it like it's the seventh game of the World Series.
Yeah. So, well, you know what that was. That was Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, people say, if it were for Earl Weaver, Jim Palmer's not in the Hall of Fame. They said Palmer was such a psychological mess, but Weaver knew how to deal with him. And if it weren't for Weaver,
yeah.
Jim Palmer, by the way, the only man in the Hall of Fame who never threw a Grand Slam home run. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
See, now
gotta love your trivia.
And the man who's gave up the most home runs in the Hall of Fame, Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts. Thank you that very I knew.
Now, so here's a good one. He's the only man to win a game against the Boston, Milwaukee, and Atlanta Braves.
Hmm.
And the only person to play for all three?
Who?
Eddie Matthews.
Yeah, very
See,
nice.
Stick with me.
He was a great player.
Great player. Only man to hit a home run out of dead center in the Polo Grounds. You know that?
Yeah.
Only at four.
Yeah.
And he won in his last year. He won a World Series ring as a utility player with the Detroit Tigers.
He was absolutely brilliant.
He was. He was not a very big man, but boy, he had a stroke on him. He really.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, and you know, Bob, you know, another guy who was a great third baseman who doesn't get credit like that, and he's not in the Hall of Fame, but he was the first National Leaguer to win the MVP as a third baseman. I think in 1947 was Bob Elliott. He was a really good ball player. Chris Townsend is his grandfather. Chris Townsend, who used to work here at Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's his grandfather. And of course, Townsend never grew past 5'8" and could never throw a curveball. That's why he only pitched a couple years at San Diego State.
I'm just throwing that out there. We want to talk about the NBA playoffs as we go along here. The Western Conference Finals took place on Mother's Day, Game 1, and what a game it was, boys and girls. If you haven't heard, the Dubs, they were down big. I mean, this was just absolutely brutal. And they came back to take care of San Antonio. San Antonio, like any other team, you'd think, okay, they're screwed. They have absolutely no chance from this point in. But they got Popovich, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls, stick around.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You were just in your own little Euripides play over there, aren't you?
Don't even pretend like you know who Euripides was. You know who Euripides was, Bob?
Euripides, Euripidos.
Euripides is one of the earliest dramatists out of Greece.
Yes, he was.
By the way, when's the last time you heard this song? Anything?
Well, yeah, no, you know, I get serious. So believe it or not, I hear it every now and then.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when this song, by the way, this is the final track on McCartney's Band on the Run. Still the greatest album ever sold, with a picture of James Coburn on the cover. But I remember when this album came out, I was in third grade, and I was thinking, man, 1985. God, that's so far away.
Yeah, it's so far down the line.
Yeah.
I don't want to freak you out, but I heard this song like 3 days ago.
All right, the hell with you. No.
Rock and roll.
Okay, no, if that's the case, if nothing else, we're non-repetitive here. How's this? Is this better? From Can't Buy a Thrill, 1972.
I like that.
One of the very few songs that Jim Hodder, the drummer from Steely Dan, sang. He passed away in a drowning accident in his pool when he was 42
years
old. But yeah,
I'm a huge Can't fan. So, yeah.
They got their name from an inanimate sexual object that went zzzz from the Naked Lunch book from William S. Burroughs. Thank you very much. And their original drummer was Cornelius Crane Chase, Chevy Chase.
Used by many, loved by most.
Yeah, exactly. Carly Simon's junior high school boyfriend. How you doing, boys and girls? We're calling ourselves Black and Boo only because Abbott and Costello were already taken. 1-800, I don't want you to call, but still.
Salt and pepper.
Simon and Garfunkel. Simon and Schuster. Give me the original lineup of Steely Dan. First album.
Yeah.
What?
I got more cocaine Dan. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
No. That's okay. We don't necessarily condone it, but we don't necessarily disapprove. Give me the original lineup from the Steely Dan's first album.
I couldn't tell you that if my life depended.
Okay, we got David Palmer was the lead singer. The only song that I think Donald Fagen sang on the first one album was Reeling in the Years. Let's see, there was Jim Hodder obviously on drums, Walter Becker on bass. Of course, Fagen. I said Skunk Baxter. Yep. Aha, see, that's excellent. And
him I remembered.
Yeah, that's it. That was your original Steely Dan lineup, right? Yeah. Thank you. And, of course, then Michael McDonald joined later, and they got that really bad after that. Let's talk a little bit about the Western Conference Finals. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, he's got some issues right now. His ankle, let's put it this way, it ain't looking too good. And after was it a coincidence he rolled that puppy the second time, then the Dubs went on an 18-0 run? I mean, I don't care if half your team takes a dive. 18-0 run just like that. Is that karma, or is Kawhi Leonard really that big to the San Antonio Spurs?
No, he's that big. I mean, let's be real about it. He's one of the top five players in the league. He is not only is he their offensive leader, but more important for that team, he's their defensive leader. I mean, if you need to guard LeBron, he's on him. Right. You need to guard KD, he's on him. You know, it doesn't matter really who you need to be stopped. Not that he's always going to do it, Jerry, right, but he is the guy. And when he rolled his ankle again, it was just you could just see the air being sucked out of the Spurs.
I mean,
even as great as Pop is,
right,
and he just couldn't. There weren't enough. San Francisco reference here, but there wasn't enough fingers to put in the dike.
Yeah, exactly.
They just couldn't do it. And if he's gone, they're gone.
Well,
it'll happen in four.
Yeah, and Steph Curry hitting, you know, 7 points in the last 1 minute and 46 seconds of that game. And everyone says, well, everybody knows Curry's going to be taking the shot. Why didn't you put two men on him? Well, Kevin Durant has been known to put a ball in the basket once in a while. He had 34 points, 20 in the second half. And of the 40 points, I think 24 of Curry's points were in his 40 were in the second half as well. Of course, like I said, 7 points in the last minute 46. This is, I think, look, the Warriors are a better team. Let's face facts. They are flat out a better team on paper, on a court, no matter where they're playing. They are a better team. But that's not to say San Antonio can't beat them. We've been writing off the San Antonio Spurs since they had Artis Gilmore, and they're still there.
That's exactly right.
And if you think this is going to be a four-game sweep, I'm sorry, man, but whatever you've been smoking, I don't want it, and I never say that. I can't think for a moment that the Spurs aren't going to at least take this to six games. They'll find a way.
Yeah, no, we're probably going to be discussing this later in a week. But you know something? Yeah, I'll disagree with you. If Leonard's gone, they're going to go out in four. It's unfortunate. They just don't have enough talent left.
Right.
That literally what it comes down to. With Tony Parker gone, you know, we never know which team is going to show up. Right. I mean, Patty Mills is okay.
Right.
But Patty Mills isn't a starter in the NBA, at least not on a championship team. as great as Pop is, I just can't see it.
Do you think that the fact that the Warriors, they've been on a break now since, I don't know, sometime in November, it seems. Do you think that had anything to do with the fact they came out in the first quarter and they just, they looked, I mean, you could practice all you want. You can go full court 5-on-5 every day, but if you're all in the same, it's not the, and if you don't have 20,000 people screaming at you, it's not the same thing. I say that now. Because, of course, we know the Celtics and the former Baltimore Bullets, they're going at it tooth and nail. By the way, those are two teams that do not like each other. I mean, you don't see that. Yeah, you see a couple of guys that get ticky-tack against each other. The last time I saw two teams that disliked each other this much were the Pacers and the Knicks back in the 90s. I mean, these two guys, you could see it in their face. They don't like each other. They don't just want to win. They want to make you look bad doing it. I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, it not only do they not like each other, you know, all that fake kissy-kissy crap ever since Zeke and Magic.
Right.
You know, they you don't see that.
No.
They'll give a little perfunctory handshake, but you're not seeing the lovey-dub. And you know, these guys, they can't wait to get that first elbow in.
No, and Larry Bird has to watch. And for those of you who don't know, Larry Bird was one of the meanest people on the – I mean, he's a nice guy, but on the court, one of the meanest human beings on the planet. He wouldn't talk to you on the court unless he had something smart to say to you. But I can see people like him, Lambeer. I mean, another one was like that? And you wouldn't know because he had such a easygoing – Bobby Jones. Remember him? He played with the Nuggets, mm-hmm. and they played with the Sixers. He was on that 72 Olympic. He was another guy. He just had this easygoing way about him. But, boy, you came anywhere near him, you had to count your teeth at the end of the day. Here's the thing. Everyone says, you know, if those guys were playing today, everyone says, well, they're not as athletic. Larry Bird would average 50 points a game the way they play.
Oh,
there's no hands. There's no hands. Yeah. Even Reggie Miller even said it. He said, Larry Bird, on today's rules, Larry Bird, Magic. Can you imagine what Pete Maravich would do by today's rules?
First of all, Pete Maravich would be playing for the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
I mean, he would have to.
Yeah.
It would be a league rule.
Or Drazen Petrovic. He was another one. By the way, Drazen, and for those of you who don't know, Drazen Petrovic was he played on the Yugoslavian team with Dino, with the Raja and Kukoc, as well as we just talked about Vlade Divac. And he was killed in a car crash in 1992 or 93. He was a passenger in a car right outside of Munich, Germany. And according to Reggie Miller, and I saw Drazen Petrovic play a couple of times, this guy was a machine. I mean, he just didn't miss. I mean, he was probably the best three-point shooter I ever saw. And you could talk about Ray Allen and people like, no. But Drazen Petrovic was playing in an era where flagrant fouls were, that's just a foul. Hand-checking was allowed. You know, a lot of backs got turned to elbows and a few little things. Drazen Petrovic would average 50 points a game, no problems in today's league. No problem.
I'm a Net fan. And, I mean, that takes it all the way back. To give you an idea, tickets were so scarce when I first started, or so plentiful, I should say, when I first started watching the Nets, that my brother and I used to switch ends of the baskets so that when the Nets were playing offense, we would be on that end.
Was that the old Brendan Byrne Arena?
No. Before that, I'm talking when they were on Long Island.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking Dr. J, Larry K., you know, the big whopper, Billy Paltz.
Billy Paltz. And that's a name I haven't heard in 1,000 years.
And probably won't for another 1,000.
Exactly.
But with that being said, Drazen, when he finally got to that team.
When he was traded from Portland,
They had fallen on hard times. Uh-huh. And this guy was just a joy to watch. And, you know, realistically, that franchise has not recovered.
No, they went to those back-to-back finals with Jason Kidd, but they had no chance in those.
No, absolutely not. You know, and they've never recovered.
Well, those are some good. What's his name? Anderson was on that team.
Kenyon Martin.
Kenyon Martin. I mean, that was a really good team, and they won.
You know, the coach was
Daly.
Byron Scott.
No. Wasn't what's his name the coach of that too? The Detroit coach. He was there for
Daly.
Yeah, he was there. He was Drazen's coach there for a year.
Oh yeah, no. I thought you meant during the time they went to the finals.
No, went to the final. It was Byron Scott. But that was a team. And you're talking about there's certain teams. The Montreal Expos in '94. They just like that. What a team that was. And they were never the same after that. That's one of the reasons they ended up moving. for that matter. You can make an argument for the, you know, the Baltimore Colts in the late 70s, that the problems that they had, even though they were so good, they just couldn't get over. And then, of course, the New Jersey Nets. If you don't, if you go look up the New Jersey Nets of the early 90s, the teams, they, especially when Drazen Petrovic got there, these guys, they just flat lit it up. And they were a tough team, too. They didn't, but you see teams like that that didn't do anything back then. I'm telling you, the New Jersey Nets would win 65 games right now, the way the rules are, the way these games are played.
Oh, no question. You know, to come full circle here, though, and talk about the Spurs, and we're going to disagree on this. I just don't see them winning a game if Leonard can't come back. I'll tell you why, because it sticks out like a sore thumb. LaMarcus Aldridge, in the deciding game in the previous series, played like they were paying him to play.
Right.
And last night, he did the same thing. It was, you know, an offensive show by him.
Right.
But he was literally the only guy on the court,
right,
other than Manu and Simmons, who was contributing anything.
And Manu Ginobili is 53 years old or something like that?
He's actually, I've got him by a year. You know, we could, no, because he had the license, so he drove at my prom.
Yeah, no, and you can't win. Perfect example, the Chicago Bulls. I mean, until they got Scottie Pippen there, you can have all the Michael Jordan you want. You're not going to do it. And it's kind of a shame. I mean, I don't, like I said, I thought, you know, Golden State was the better team no matter who. I mean, they could have brought back Tim Duncan and Vinny Del Negro. And I still think the Dubs have a better team. But it's a shame that you see something like, kind of like the Oakland Raiders when Derek Carr went down. You're like, oh, man, you know, this is a team that was going somewhere. And then, of course, their best player gets hurt. You don't like to see that for any reason. I mean, not, you know, like the people out here in Oakland care. They don't care. They can care less what's going on there.
Vinny Del Negro, only guy in NBA history to win back-to-back 50-game seasons and get fired.
Yeah, by the way, Vinny Del Negro from my alma mater, the Suffield Academy in Suffield, Connecticut. Thank you very much, Gil Bears. He was a year older than I am. Probably still is. And you know,
are you a private school guy?
Yeah, private. Got thrown out of some of the best of them.
Oh, that explains so much.
Oh, you can. So, as I tell everyone, the reason I went to the Suffield Academy is because I wasn't smart enough, nor was I gay enough to go to Choate. Vinny Del Negro. He was. He and I are both left-handed, but that's where the similarities end. He was a year older, like I said, probably still is. And he continued with his fine education at the Suffield Academy, and I've never got thrown out of anywhere for grades. And that was another place where I didn't get thrown out for grades. We ended up moving that time, but that's.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's the story, and you're sticking to it.
Yeah. I was a scholarship baby, though. I will give them that. I wasn't like we were like a financial hardship. I got to go on a financial scholarship because I was so bright and a good baseball player. By the way, room 222.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Karen Valentine or Denise Nicholas? Who do you take?
Oh, Karen Valentine.
See, she and I have the same birthday. I met her one time. She's about 2'3".
Okay.
She is. And she turned into a bit of a she lives in Ojai right now. Down, if you know where Ojai, California is.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, it's the hometown of Larry Linville, by the way. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
The Galatia reference. Thank you very much. Hey, by the way, a classically trained Shakespearean actor.
He was very good.
He and Robert Reed were in the same theater group in London together. The great Mike Brady. See that?
Yes.
I need to get a life. 1-800-878-7529. Is this black and blue? Okay, we'll go with that. I have no problem with that. My mother's probably listening going, oh, Christ.
Huh? What?
What, huh? What's he doing awake at this hour? 1-800-878-7529. You got an update next, kids.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
July 22nd, 1988, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. A friend of mine, Michael Davis, was on the show. That was him. Just saying.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it's funny. I remember, and we're going to get to the update maybe here in a second. A little Chicago.
Maybe.
A little Chicago from the first album. Copy of Spencer.
You think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just running out of people to put in, and now they're finally putting in people that were blackballed by Jan Wenner?
You know,
who evidently all his taste is in his mouth. No pun intended.
You know, and until they put Taylor Dane in there, I'm not going to consider it a true Hall of Fame. But I was a couple of 2-3 years ago. Michael Davis lives out here in Orinda, California, which is northeast of San Francisco, right across the bay. I'm sitting there playing cards, playing poker, and all of a sudden I realize I'm sitting across the table from Harry Anderson, Elaine Boozler, and Dan Holtzman, one of the Raspini brothers. I'm just playing cards with four people who were on The Tonight Show, and they're taking my money. This is not a fair life. It's just not a fair life.
True. Harry Anderson's still alive?
He lives in Asheville, North Carolina right now. He lived in New Orleans. He lost everything in Katrina, and he wanted to stay there. But he had a Nagin, I guess, was the mayor back there, and he had some less than complimentary things to say about the way Nagin handled things down there, and he said to hell with New Orleans. He lives in Asheville, North Carolina right now.
Oh, okay.
That's some excellent Harry Anderson knowledge right there. Where's he from? Yeah.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Seattle.
I always found him very funny.
Dave's World was a great show.
You really do need to get a life. Yeah, but, you know, you realize that.
Maybe it's because I thought Delaine Matthews was hot. That's probably the only reason why.
No, that's true.
She was. Stevens from Z100.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Z100 New York.
Z100, baby.
There you go. Scott Shannon, flamethrower from the top of the World Trade Center. Yeah, sure. I remember. Scott Shannon, for the late Scott Shannon, for those of you who don't know, took this Z100. It was an FM station in New York City. Took them from there were people like listening to the test patterns on their TVs more than this station. And like in a month, he took them to number one in the market.
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, he passed away a couple of years ago.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God,
Scott's still alive. He's on CBS FM.
I thought is he? No, then he's not alive. What is he there with Cousin Brucey and Harry Harrison now?
No.
I forgot. I'm thinking of Scott Muni. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Scott Muni from WWE.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys and girls, those idiots at the USA Network with the alternative facts next. We're going to continue this mess some more. Time for you to go get a break. Have a cigarette. Smoke them if you got them. Bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite having been temporarily halted early in the weekend, a worldwide cyber attack is still victimizing systems across the globe, already affecting them in over 150 nations. A White House official says President Trump ordered an emergency meeting on Friday, right after the attack began, and that a Saturday meeting was also held in the Situation Room. Hacking tools developed by the NSA are believed to have been used in this attack, which again is still spreading. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump is still pondering whether to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
So I think in large measure the president is being very careful to understand how such a decision would impact a peace process.
Tillerson speaks on NBC's Meet the Press. The president's going to be visiting the Middle East later this week. Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. I actually wrote the book, the number one national bestseller, The Power of Relentless. To be successful, you need to be relentless. And to be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. More importantly, it revitalizes your cellular energy. NAD Plus promotes cellular metabolism. That's where your cells create energy your body can use. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines, but you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus promotes systemic youthful functions, revitalizing your cellular energy output. I love my energy. I wouldn't be me without it. That's why I love NAD Plus. And I have a special deal for you. You can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says North Korea's decision to test another missile over the weekend is a poor one if it means it actually wants to someday have a meeting with President Trump.
Having a missile test is not the way to sit down with the president because he's absolutely not going to do it.
The North conducting what was deemed a successful missile test even by the Pentagon on Sunday morning. The U.S. representative to the world body telling ABC's this week if the North continues to act badly and make threats against neighbors, the U.S. could keep ramping up sanctions, beginning with oil. Chelsea Manning is on active duty ahead of her release from prison. USA Today reporting the Army soldier convicted of leaking thousands of documents to WikiLeaks will still be on active duty and eligible for health care and other benefits because her conviction is still under appeal. Former President Obama commuted her 35-year sentence days before he left office in January. She is to be released on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
A Mother's Day tragedy in northern New Jersey as a Passaic man's dead after a heavy tree limb comes crashing down on him during a Mother's Day backyard barbecue. The mayor, Hector Laura, says it happened late in the day when lightning struck the tree during a flash storm.
We're a city right now in a bit of shock, trying to unite together in prayer for the family.
The 28-year-old father was killed. Six other people were hurt. In New York City, investigators are looking into the cause of a huge fire that destroyed a very historic synagogue on Manhattan's Lower East Side.
It broke out at Congregation Beit HaMidrash HaGadol on Norfolk Street at about 7 Sunday night. Deputy Fire Chief Tom McCavanaugh.
The roof collapsed, so we mounted an exterior attack.
But fire gutted the Gothic Revival building, one of the city's oldest synagogues, built in 1850. Landmark status granted in the 1960s.
It's a pity that something with that much history in it is now no longer functioning.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
And actor Powers Booth has died at 68. Booth was known for films like Sin City, The Avengers, and Tombstone, also starring in the TV series Agents of S-H-I-E-L-D, Deadwood, and 24. His rep says the Texas native died in his sleep yesterday of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Really? We're going Mason Williams here. Man won an Emmy Award. Did you know that?
Yes, he did.
As what?
I have no idea, but I knew he won one.
Head writer for the Smothers Brothers show. Only show to win an Emmy after it had been canceled. They were fired.
Yeah.
Steve Martin and Rob Reiner were on that writing staff.
Indeed.
As was Albert Einstein. Better known as Super Dave. Carl Gottlieb, who played the reporter in Jaws. He was also in the movie MASH. He played Ugly John, your gas passer.
That's right. They've never seen you and Cuddy in the same place, have they?
No.
I didn't think so.
If you knew the way Cuddy looked and the way I looked, I mean, you want to talk about your juxtapositions.
Oh, I know the way both of you look.
I'm infinitely better looking. I'm also taller.
There's no question about it.
I have my hair.
He types in capital letters.
That's because he has small fingers. I was just kind of bebopping around YouTube. By the way, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. Coming to you from the Palatial Sports Byline Radio Network studios here in San Francisco. I'm Jerry Burke, along with Bob Black, who's back in New York right now. Do you remember the TV show? Well, at first it was called People Are Talking, and then it became Nine Broadcast Plaza with Lloyd Lindsey Young.
Oh, yes.
And Matt Lauer was on the show for a while, and there was that redhead. She was really cute. Her name was Renee something or another.
Yeah.
But anyway, someone actually sent me a link to it when I was on that show in 1988. Girlfriend and I were heading into New York, and we just stopped off in Secaucus because of the ambiance. And said, hey, you want to come see a TV show? Said, yeah, why not? Because Charlie Daniels was one of the guests. And they actually asked me a question on the show. And it was, and then I had to see Lloyd Lindsey Young say, science! If you don't know, Lloyd Lindsey Young was the most annoying weatherman in the history of television broadcasting.
I actually wondered whether or not he had soiled diapers in his apartment. I always had the impression that it was probably the case.
And it came for you from WOR-TV and Channel 9 in New York, Secaucus. And, of course, at night, the great Joe Franklin show.
He was the best.
Joe Franklin was the best. And of course, And they used to run the Met games with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murray. Oh, and that's where I learned about San Francisco baseball. And I want to talk about that and the Mets when we come back. 1-800-878-7529. We're calling ourselves Black and Boo because Abbott and Costello and Simon and Garfunkel were already taken. 1-800-878-7529. God help each and every one of you people.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Nice. Ooh. Mark Bolan, Bob.
Yes.
The man who made the stovepipe hat cool after Lincoln and before Slash. Man, I'm an electric warrior. Come on, that's a good reference there.
There is an album with, well, I just dated myself, with him and Chet Atkins.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, no, you got to check it out. It is brilliant.
A little bit later this hour, we may be hearing from a man who has been calling me for years, a man by the name of Cabby. He got that name because he's a San Francisco cab driver.
I took a wild guess that was the case.
On this show, you never know, okay?
True.
But he
changed his name to Uber.
Yeah, well, yeah. He every time he sees an Uber driver get pulled over for a ticket, he stops and flashes the high beams at them so everyone can see. He's real grown up. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. By the way, before you heard Jeepster here, you heard Mercedes McCambridge. That was a woman who did all those voices with The Exorcist.
Yep.
You know that, right?
Talented lady.
Won the Academy Award in her first film, which was All the King's Men, for the Best Supporting Actress from Chicago. But yeah, next time you watch The Exorcist, keep in mind that was like a 58-year-old woman who did all those voices.
So, you know, I was living in a city that banned that movie.
You know, here's the problem I had. First off, William Peter Blatty, who passed away recently, who wrote the book. This is actually a funny story. William Peter Blatty was a comedy writer. He wrote Pillow Talk. He co-wrote A Shot in the Dark with Blake Edwards.
Edwards.
With the Pink Panther. He was a comedy writer. And he wrote the book, The Exorcist. And by the way, if you have ever read that book, it makes the movie look like a Disney cartoon.
Yes,
it's horrifying. But years after The Exorcist was written, I want to say it was Colin Higgins who wrote Harold and Maude. He was in one of the writing crew for Foul Play, pretty good movie with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah,
and they needed what's called a setup writer. And a setup writer is someone who sets up a scene for the punchline, and they're going through who's a good one. And someone finally threw out the name. Well, how about William Peter Blatty? And someone said the horror writer. So you know, I guess you're only known by your biggest paycheck defines who you are sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
But Mercedes McCambridge, she. This, if you're, there's a great,
that means I'm a truck driver.
Yeah. That makes me homeless. Oh, by the way, we were just, you know what, 1-800-878-7529. I want to put everything on hold right now. Because are you there right now, Cabby?
That's a me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Black's with me right now, and he hosts another show on this. And by the way, this is being rebroadcast later on in the morning. That would be 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time. That would be, let's see, that would
eight,
be
8 to 10.
Don't do math, Jerry. Your head starts smoking.
Yeah, or 8:15 to 10:32 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So if the cabbie here, he joins me all the time on Sports Overnight America. And he's an actual honest to God cab driver in the city of San Francisco, albeit not one of your more respectful of the traffic laws, but we still love him just the same.
Two corrections.
What's that?
I was cabbie well before I ever drove in San Francisco. I was cabbie in San Diego.
So. Well, wow, that's something nice to have on your tombstone, Bob. Would you agree?
Exactly.
No question about it.
I never worked for an organization that's named after Nazi right-wing extremists.
Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, I'll go with that. By the way, speaking of which, this comes
so you
to
are
from,
listening.
Speaking of which, we come to you from the Sports Byline Radio Network here in San Francisco. Cabby, did you watch or listen to any of the Dubs game on Sunday?
I sure did. Yep. Okay. But like he said, once Leonard was out, it's an unfair representation because, you know, if Leonard's still there, they probably win that game, and they're up 1-0.
I got
something right. Hey.
And just remember, he's from San Diego State, too, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's an Aztec. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Well, actually, it's not that I didn't know that. It's just I didn't care.
I can't think of his name. The Michigan coach was Chris Weber.
Steve Fisher.
Steve Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just retired from there. Hey, Cabby, you're a Gigantes fan. We all know you're all about your Giants. They finally seem to be winning like more than two games in a row here. They took care of Cincinnati again on Sunday. This past Monday or Tuesday, I believe it was. The Giants scored two runs in the ninth to beat, I think it was the Mets. That's the first time that was the first time they had came back to win a game in the ninth inning since 2015. 2 years.
I was at the game.
Oh, as a Met fan, you must know. How is Citi Field? I haven't been to that place yet.
Oh, it's
2 years. It was 2 years before they did that.
It's absolutely gorgeous. But it's
in Queens. How gorgeous could it be?
No, it really is. They did one hell of a job with that stadium.
Now they just need a team.
Yeah, well.
I'm not on the Giants have to play this game where how long is it going to take you to get to 500? If they can get to 500 mid-June, you know, end of June, they'll be all right. It's like the Mets, you know, Mets are flailing a little, but they're still pretty close to 500.
So. Yeah, but they're in a division with the Montreal Expos, as I still refer to them. And right now, I mean, that's a team. They're playing great ball, and they really haven't been playing up to their potential. That's a team. I got news for you right now. They're about a year or two behind schedule is where they should be. But if everybody on that team clicks and hits where they're supposed to, and Bob, you probably see them more than I do being on the East Coast. This is a team, if they start hitting on all cylinders, like some teams do at the right time, this is a team that may not lose another game. That's how good these guys can potentially
be. I'm going with the Astros on that note because the second-place team in the West, in the AL West, is still the like fifth-place team. So, I mean, every team, second to fifth, is eight games out or whatever they are.
Well, Houston and Washington, I see the correlation. But anyway, Bob, you've seen the Nats play a couple of times. I'm going to watch. I'm going to see them on Memorial Day out here in San Francisco. I mean, they honestly, and you know what? Here's the thing. If Steven Strasburg, and people tend to forget he was God Almighty a couple of years ago, if he can get back to anything resembling to what he was a couple of years ago, I'm serious. Gio Gonzalez on them, that's a team that can flat play baseball right now.
Yeah, but they have a couple of issues there. I mean, well, first of all, you have to give credit to where credit's due because Ron Barr's close personal friend, Dusty Baker, is actually doing a hell of a job managing that baseball team after the immortal. Excuse me, are you going to take those steroids? Matt Williams ran it into the ground. And you know something? Aside from the fact that they do not have a true, reliable closer.
They don't, you know what? Here's the thing.
It's an issue.
Wait, by the way, speaking of name dropping.
Well, thank you, and I hope you name drop my name next time like I'm a friend of yours.
Thank you very much. But here's the Giants lost their closer last week, and we're thinking, what's the big deal? They haven't been ahead in the ninth inning all that many times. As far as the Nats go, yeah, maybe when you get closer to the postseason, that's an issue, but I think this is a team that can win 90 games if they do it by committee. Am I wrong?
I mean, they're going to try, but it is their Achilles heel. And it will probably come up to bite them. But, you know, I'll tell you something.
As long
the
as
Expos,
the
Expos, and I'm going to give you props here. The Expos did a right thing here. They signed Bryce Harper to 21.6.
Right. Yeah.
It was very smart. It showed the team they're in it for the long haul. I don't know if they'll be able to keep him or not going forward.
No, no. You know what? You know what? I'm here, and Cabby and I talked about this years ago, and I talked about it with Townsend and a few other people. The best signing, the brightest move the Washington Nationals ever made is when they signed Jason Worth to that overblown contract.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why: when they did that, they made themselves a viable option as for free. They did. They overpaid him to show everybody else that we're willing to spend money. It had nothing to do with Jason Worth. That was that's a franchise that's printing money right now, and they should be back there in the nation.
Hey, you know, I want to go for the more current one, the guy from the Mets they got, because the Mets were riding high, and, you know, by Murphy, you know, taking him, you know, even though he kicked him off the Mets.
I don't
got the double effect.
Yeah, maybe I said, but the Jason Worth sign, that was, because that, I mean, if you have a year left in a contract, and you see that, let's just say you're playing for the White Sox. I'm just throwing them out there. And you see that Jason Worth, and not a bad ball player, but he's Jason Worth, he's getting paid a king's ransom. And you're thinking, I don't want to play here next year. You know what? The Washington Nationals are throwing money like that at Jason Worth. I mean, that makes, and then now, of course, here's a sign of good faith. We're going to give you $21.6 million to play for 1 year.
Yeah.
And you're talking about not having a reliever. As long as the Oakland A's are a major league franchise, the Washington Nationals will get a reliever.
Well, what happens with arbitration all the time? It gets ugly. You know, it doesn't matter. He could hit 50 home runs.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You know, you struck out with X amount of men in scoring position. It's a bad thing. And I know we're getting up against it here.
No, we're all right. This is
they avoided the ugliness.
And by
doing that, they showed the team that they're committed for the long haul. It was, I thought, a masterful stroke.
It was, and it's a little bit out of the playbook of what the Cleveland Indians did back in the 90s. And if it weren't for Albert Bell, that team would have won three or four World Series in a row. What the Cleveland Indians did was basically the same thing. They got all these people, and they said, "We got a new ballpark, like the Nats do. We're committed to you people." You know, think about Charles Nagy. They had, what's his name? Manny Ramirez.
Hey, how did
go ahead. I'm sorry.
How did Cleveland? How did Boston get Ramirez off of Cleveland? Was that a trade?
No, it was a free agency sign.
Free agent.
Yeah, it was 100.
Yep. 100. So Cleveland just didn't have the money to match.
No, they had to tear it apart. After the Albert Bell, nobody wanted to play there as long as Albert Bell was there, and that's a true story. I mean, I've heard that from a couple of people.
So it wasn't a case of your Red Sox just buying themselves some World Series there.
No.
Okay.
It's about time they did just something right. Cabby, hang on the line. You know, yeah, you're right. That's a sign. And like I said, that makes it a viable option for other teams now, like for other players.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Bryce Harper. We're talking about one of the best players in baseball. But, I mean, if you're a guy hitting 278 right now, hitting 15 home runs and driving in 75 runs, and you realize the Washington Nats need, let's just say, a second baseman, I'm looking at the Washington Nationals to pay me some money.
And they will.
They will. And like I said, as far as the reliever thing goes, you know, as long as the Oakland A's are alive and well, the Washington Nationals will have an opportunity to pick up a reliever. And I know that sounds terrible to say, but it's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I want to get back to this whole thing with the Giants and the Mets in a little bit, and your boy Lindsey Nilsson and Ralph Kiner. And Ralph Kiner had the great line, or Lindsey Nilsson, the great line one time. It's Mother's Day for all you fathers out there. Merry Christmas. That's Lindsey Nilsson. And then, of course, we go forward, and if we proceed forward in the ball game. Remember that? They used to do the replays?
Yeah, Notre Dame replays.
Notre Dame replays, yeah, exactly.
And now we move along for further action.
Exactly. Thank you, Eric Parsegian. 1-800-878-7529. We're talking to my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, when we come back, as well as the great Bob Black. Oh, Keely Smith with Louis Prima in the background. Stay tuned. Magic on love.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Kugou a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
North Korea is the country that the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz came from.
Hey, I'd believe it, wouldn't you?
It certainly appears that way.
It's funny, we were talking, you're from the East Coast, and I grew up on the East Coast. On WOR-TV, Channel 9.
Oh, yeah.
They were the Mets channel. I don't know if they still are or not. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they're not.
But back in the good old days, I remember as clear as clear as yesterday. I remember Felix, he used to choke up way up on the bat.
Felix Mantilla.
Yeah, he literally choked up halfway up the bat. I remember him being on that team.
Yep.
And I remember them playing a 26-inning game against the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Legendary.
Legendary. But what I remember most was being at my grandparents. I'm doing two things at once here, obviously. Was being at my grandparents and watching a Mets-Giants game in the middle of, like, this is early August. And, you know, I'm in the East Coast, and, you know, it's, you know, August. It's nighttime. It's, like, 80 degrees and humid. And I'm watching the Mets play the Giants at the old Candlestick Park, and there are people bundled up in, like, comforters and parkas. I'm thinking, where the hell are they playing these games? Before you knew all about San Francisco, didn't you ever see that and go, what the hell is that place? Didn't you ever wonder about that?
Yes. Actually, you know, I got a little trivia for you.
Go for it.
I was awarded, I can't remember the year, but I was out in San Francisco. I got a Croix de Candlestick.
The Croix de Candlestick. You got that if you stayed for an extra inning game.
Yeah, and a rainout.
I mean, it's funny. AT&T Park here in San Francisco, it ain't much better at night either, but it's better than the stick. You know, it's funny. The Giants, the New York Giants, were supposed to move to Minneapolis.
Right.
And at the last minute, the city of San Francisco said, wait a minute, we have this great piece. And they did it. They showed it to them in, like, October and November, which is, like, a really nice time. That's our nicest weather here in San Francisco.
Forest Stoneham.
And they showed it to them in the middle of the day. How beautiful this was. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move to San Francisco. Well, they didn't read the fine print. Oh, man. Mark, honest to God, I grew up in the Northeast, man. I lived in Boston. I've never been as cold in my life. It's not that it gets cold here. It just never gets warm.
Right.
And Willie Mays would have hit 700 home runs if he didn't play.
Oh, no question about it. He'd have shattered Ruth's record.
Candlestick Park, and you understand, if they moved the fences in, years later. I mean, there's just always that famous scene, home run a candlestick, and you saw the kids jumping out. But, I mean, he would hit ball. I remember saying, William, he even said it. He would hit balls that would have gone out of Yellowstone and it just, you know, warning track in left center field. He would hit 800 home runs, even at the Polo Grounds, even though that place was a canyon. But if he played at this is the old thing. Joe DiMaggio at Fenway, Ted Williams at either Yankee Stadium or Tiger Stadium. If Ted Williams played at Tiger Stadium, it would have been like an EA game. It would have. I forgot who it was. There was a pitcher pitching for the Yankees, and it was like 1948 or something like that. And it was the first time he was facing Ted Williams, and he kind of motions for Bear to come out from behind the plate, and Bear takes a walk out to the mound. What's up? And he says, "What do you think?" And Bear says to the pitcher, "What do you think?" The pitcher says, "Well, I'm thinking I'm going to try to sneak one by him low and in." Bear puts his mask down, starts walking back, and says, "Don't forget to back up third."
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ted
Williams.
And of course, Ken Keltner had the other great Ted Williams line. He was a really good third baseman. He was on the 1948 team that won the World Series for the Indians. He was most famous known for making two great plays to end DiMaggio's hitting streak in 41. Jim Bagby was the pitcher. But Ken Keltner, he liked to tip a few, and he was kind of a smart ass. And I guess there was a pitcher pitching for the Indians, and I think this is in 47 when Williams won the Triple Crown. And I guess the pitcher said, "What do you think?" And Kelly says, "Throw him down and in." And, of course, the guy throws a fastball down and in, and Williams dents the right field wall with it, and the pitcher's backing up third. And he's walking by Keltner, and he goes, "Nice advice," called him a name. And Kelly says,
right.
He goes, "No, that was perfect. I have a wife and three kids. You think I want that hit at me?" It happens, folks. It does.
Yeah, it does.
I was talking to Lee Strasberg. Not Lee Strasberg. The agent. I just went great brain dead.
Lee Steinberg.
Lee Steinberg. And
I got your back. Don't worry.
It's early. But, Ted, you're eligible for free agency after 6 years in the major leagues. Ted Williams' first 6 years in the major leagues, he hit 400 once and won the Triple Crown twice and came within three home runs of winning it a third time all in his first 6 years and lost 3 years away because of a war. I asked Steinberg, I said, "What would you have gone to Tom Yawkey and asked for?" He said, Hey, partner.
Yeah. That's an old line.
I said, you couldn't afford him today. You really could not afford to pay people like Ted. Babe Ruth, his time with the Yankees, he averaged .359 and 46 home runs a year.
Yeah.
You couldn't afford people like that.
No, absolutely not. But, along those same lines, you were talking about Ralph Kiner before. And they were a great broadcasting
team.
Kiner
only had like
Lindsey Nelson.
Nine-year career.
Yeah, but Leah's back blew out on him. But Lindsey Nelson, Ralph Kiner, and Bob Murphy. But, Kiner used to always tell the story when he was playing with the Pirates. And, Branch Rickey had moved over from the Dodgers. Right. And he went in for a raise. He had a huge season, hit 50 home runs, whatever it was that year. And he goes, "Mr. Rickey, I'd like a $10,000 raise." He goes, "Son," he goes, "you're taking a pay cut." He said, "Mr. Rickey," and he rolled out all the stats. And he said, "Son, we finished last with you. We could finish last without you."
It doesn't work because Kiner still have the not the record, but home runs per at bat. I think he still has it. Huh?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and he hurt his back.
He's a great player.
And he played at Forbes Field, and that was like a $5 cab ride to center field.
That's exactly right.
People talk about Bill Mazeroski. Nothing against Bill Mazeroski, but he should not be in the. He's in the Hall of Fame for one at bat against Ralph Perry.
That's exactly right.
Great second baseman. They just call him Ricochet because when he turned two, it looked like the ball was just ricocheting off him. Much like Phil Rizzuto should not be in. That was a media ploy.
Yeah. Well, it was. You know what it was? It was. Those were glue guys. Those are the guys you always win with. You talk about Ted Williams. They said the difference between the Red Sox and the Yankees when Williams and DiMaggio was playing. Mm-hmm. Ted Williams always said the difference was we had Johnny Pesky. And they had Phil Rizzuto.
Yeah, you can make that argument, but what's his name? DiMaggio was insanely jealous of Williams' hitting ability.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Williams always said that DiMaggio was a better all-around player, but I was a better hitter. And it drove the fact that Williams hit .400, DiMaggio, that drove DiMaggio insane.
Had that deal gone down?
Well,
they discussed it.
They discussed it drunk at a bar one night. The only thing, they wanted to throw Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra was only in his second year, I think, at the time. They wanted to throw Yogi Berra in there. And at the last second, Colonel Murdoch said, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah.
But Yogi Berra was the left fielder, by the way, when Mazeroski hit his home run. That was a 420-foot home run. That was not a cheap shot by any stretch.
No, it wasn't. He crushed it.
Ralph Terry was also on the mound 2 years later. when McCovey hit the ball that Richardson caught. Yeah, because you imagine if he blew that one?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. But hey, that's how Jim Bouton got his ring, and he's happy about it to this day. So.
Jim Bouton.
You ever met him?
I have, actually.
He's a hell of, he's funny. He
is a great guy.
He is, and the thing is, he's if you're Ball 4, they call Ball 4 one of the 100 most important works of American literature ever. And yeah. You can make that argument because if you've never read Ball, now you read Ball 4 and you're like, yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah. Right.
You have to understand, Bowie Kuhn tried to get him to sign a paper, said he made the thing up. I mean, that was a big, and then he wrote, I'm glad you didn't take it seriously afterward, explaining what happened after. But
oh, yeah.
Ball, if you're, Ball, I mean, before Ball 4 came out, you know, Babe Ruth had a stomach ache. He got sick because of too many hot dogs and beer and Cokes. No, he had gonorrhea. That's what the problem.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
You know, no, that's what it was. You know, and
I know.
And Bowie Kuhn, I mean, Bowie Kuhn, who, and I think Jim Bouton had that great line, Bowie Kuhn is the best commissioner we have today. So, but, yeah, I mean, and then Bouton was a great, he was, he used to do sports for Channel, I want to say it was Channel 7, WABC in New York on the
weekend.
Oh,
he did it a couple places. He was on CBS. He was on ABC as well.
He's Jack Dempsey's place one night, and someone yells across the bar, hey, Bouton, who won the Orioles game or whatever it was? And Dick Young, the stoic newspaper from the New York Times.
Stoic.
Oh, he, at best, that's a nice way of putting it. He said, how the hell would he know? And Bouton said, I let that one go because I'm cool. And I didn't know. But yeah, Jim Bouton, go reread Ball 4. That is might be one of the most important books. And I remember reading it when I was a kid. And my mother found out she was not very happy because she saw some of the language that was in it. But do you think that, we got 30 seconds here, did that book do any bit more harm than good for baseball?
Oh, it did. It did. It opened, it threw back the curtain. It did good. It did good. It made these ball players human, but it also changed the dynamic because the reporters couldn't cover for the ball players anymore.
Right, like they used to. Yeah, that's true. It's a good thing. And the thing is, how Bill Lee got away with the things he did. We'll talk about that when we come back. You talk about that report. I mean, in a TMZ world, think about some athletes in our lifetime in today's TMZ world and how would they be reported. We'll talk about that when we come back. 1-800-878-7529.
Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
I didn't smoke dope with the president. He smoked with me.
October 8th, 2008. Or 2007, actually. On this very program, on Sports Overnight America, actually. That was when Billy Lee was in here. That was a fun night.
And he was still on the air.
As my mother would say, yeah, you couldn't be friends with Yaz, could you?
Oh, Lord.
1-800-8. No, I don't want you to call. We were talking, and I want to talk a little bit in this segment about we're in an social media, instant access, instant information, the TMZ world that we live in right now. And I was thinking about people like Mark Fidrich, Bill Lee, Billy Joe Charbonneau. He was another one who was a
flake. Yeah.
Doc Ellis, who was actually.
Oh, we love Doc.
We love the Doc. And people down there say, oh, he threw a no-hitter on LSD. Well, that's not impressive. What is impressive was he batted 4 times and didn't hurt himself. Let's start with Fidrich. Mark Fidrich's his routine was not a routine. That was just him. He was not.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing put on about that guy whatsoever. No. But in today's world,
I think he had Asperger's.
He had a lot of things. But Mark Fidrich, this is a guy who was making $16,500 he made that year. And Fred Lynn, the year before, the rookie of the year and the MVP, made $20,000. But put the money thing aside. How do you think that would be received today in today's TMZ world and the way everyone's got a blog?
Yeah.
Do you think it would have been? And keep in mind, he was just a local story until that Monday night game against the Evil Empire when he beat them 5-1, I think it was. Oh, right. Hendricks hit the home run, was the only one in the game. But how do you think he would be received in today's world? And this guy who ended up in Rolling Stone magazine, for God's sake. I mean, how do you think his routine would be? Do you think people would there'd be more?
Oh, no, they'd love him. Fidrich, they'd love him.
Okay, well, how about somebody like Billy Lee, who was very political back then?
Yeah, I mean, well, the politics, Billy Lee would be Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, to a degree.
You know?
But Billy Lee was a better ball player than Kaepernick was.
No question, but it still. He was a better ball player up until Greg Nettles cheap shot him.
Well, you think? No, he didn't. Yeah, that was. As Lee says, I had the final laugh. Right now, Nettles is a beanbag with eyes.
Yeah,
but no,
pretty much.
No, he is, and you think about ball players like that, and how do you explain this? How do you think? Nobody is willing to go out on a limb just to be themselves, or. Not necessarily be themselves, but to make a stand about anything. There are no more Muhammad Ali's. There are no more Bill Lee's. People who basically said, "I'll play this game for nothing, but I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to do what I, I'm going to do my thing."
Well, you mentioned it early.
Oh, by the
it's
way,
the money.
And by
it's
the way,
money.
Speaking of which,
in the opposite field and a base hit. Here comes the runner. Here comes the throw.
And May 20th, 1976.
Does he hold on to it? And here comes the fight.
That's the fight that started the whole mess with Lee and Nettles and Mickey Rivers cheap-shotting everybody. Rico Petrucelli throwing left and right. Anyway, you were saying. Go ahead. My fault.
Yeah, no. I mean, Mickey Rivers, by the way, the only guy that his wife used to go to the ballpark and get the check from George Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. She did. And they used to give Mickey an envelope with cash in it.
Because he gambled.
Yeah, because he was at the track all the time.
Yeah, he had one of the great lines about Danny Napoleon. He said, "The guy's so ugly, he walks by you, your clothes wrinkled." Here you go.
Bill Lee is lying on the first baseline, and he is hurt.
Yeah, Nettles. It wasn't just Nettles. It was Nettles, and it was Otto Velez who went after him, too. Otto was in condominium with arms.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that was. He won 16. No, he came back and won 16 games for the Expos.
Oh, wait. Luato?
Oh no, Lee did.
He was, that's right.
Wait, yeah. Here we go. Here's the fun part. Here we go. Here's the fun part. There we go, Billy. Oh, I remember watching that game. It was a Monday night game, too. God, it still hurts to watch that.
By the way, you know, Fedrich is dead.
He died a couple of years ago. He died the same day as Harry Callis and Marilyn Chambers.
Yeah.
That must have been a fun day. Yeah, he got strangled in a fan belt.
He
caught his clothes, and he was suffocating.
He was working on a tractor.
He was working on a tractor, and his clothes got caught in a fan belt. And it tightened him, and it just compressed his chest to where he suffocated to death. He died the same day as Harry Callis and Marilyn Chambers. It was a sad day in this country on many levels. But, no, you're talking about athletes like Lee.
In Worcester, Massachusetts.
Northborough. Thank you very
much. No, he died in Northborough.
Well, he grew up in Northborough, but he was born in Worcester. Exactly. And right. You're saying it wrong. It's Worcester. Or as my boss says, Worcester. No, but in all seriousness, I mean, in today's now people say, well, they make enough. There's too much money for them to risk. I mean, in Major League Baseball, they're guaranteed contracts. And if Lee wanted to shoot his mouth off, I mean, right now Bill Lee would be making $10 million a year, of course, which means he'd be dead by now. But you're not going to cut somebody and pay them $30 million remaining on a contract just because they happen to think that the guy in office right now is a total and complete ass, and he would say so on a daily basis. You don't see anything like that anymore. And you think the money has something to do with it, or you think people just don't have guts anymore?
No, it's all about money. Well, it's a combination because they realize that if they open their mouth, the money's going to be gone. I mean, look, we talked about it already this week, last week, I should say. Colin Kaepernick. You mean to tell me that there's not an NFL team that can use him?
He's not. No one's even calling him.
His agent put the flyer out there a couple of days ago that three teams have reached out to him. It was by accident.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Edmonton Eskimos, and the Montreal Alouettes don't count.
The London Monarchs.
No, but truthfully, and you want to know what I think, I don't think they're blackballing Colin Kaepernick just to blackball Colin Kaepernick. I think what they're doing is they're making an example of him saying...
Oh, it's the message.
It is. And you know what? I think there are people out there that have enough money, whose careers are coming to an end, who are a big enough name, they should get up there and say, you know what you're doing? But collusion is almost impossible to prove in a court of law.
Right.
And I don't know, do you see...
Well, they did, not for nothing, and that's not to condone anything, but they did the same thing to Ray Rice. What he did was horrible.
It was the Baltimore Ravens who covered this up. It wasn't him. He was honest about it.
Yeah.
It was the Ravens and the league that covered it up.
Yeah.
And I think
and then the video came out.
Yeah, and he went to them ahead of time and said what he had done.
Yeah.
There are convicted murderers playing in the NFL right now. Excuse me, manslaughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And these are guys who pled not guilty, even though they did it. This is the guys, we had a couple of drinks. I lost my head. I'm sorry. And your team covers it up. And because you were honest, you're the bad guy now. Now, what he did, no excuses. And he said, no excuses. But Fortune 500 companies, it's getting to the point now where they're starting to treat the leagues. There's no room. You can't make any mistakes anymore.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. Unless you're in the NBA, then it's a little okay, I guess.
Well, right now.
Yeah, for now.
It's funny you think about that. We'll digress here. But can you imagine if they were trying to market the NBA 25 years ago?
The way
they're marketing it now.
No. And I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, we just passed the 25th anniversary of the Rodney King riots. And for those of you who are listening to this program and you are under the age of 30, first off, what the hell are you doing awake right now? And if you're doing something a lot of fun, why haven't you called? Back during the end of the first Bush administration, this country was having some major league race issues. Whether they were warranted or not, some of them were. Those guys down there in Simi Valley, those people who condoned everything by letting those four cops go, the people who beat up Reggie Denny, who got away, there was some... I don't think there's any way in hell the NBA. If they did that, I don't think a PR agency with an IQ over soup would even try to do that.
Nope. And you could take it back even further. I mean, go back into the druggie era.
Oh, sure. Back during the hot rod.
Use both. Michael Ray Richardson.
Right.
classic line of all time. The ship be sinking and the possibilities are endless.
How he lost that Nobel laureate is beyond me.
Oh, my God.
But no,
that and Derek Coleman, the all-time philosopher, whoopty damn do.
Hey, what's his name? I have to feed my family with Charles Sprewell.
Yeah.
I guess they would. And that brings me to the point where I was wanted to get to, and we only have about 4 minutes left here, 5 minutes, and I want to talk about the balls. LeVar, Lonzo. Look, first off, I think the good ball player, overrated.
Yeah,
right. It wasn't
probably.
It wasn't the three white kids who lost that game for UCLA against Kentucky. I'm sorry.
No.
You know, despite what the – and by the way, yeah, maybe averaging 2.3 a game at Washington State, yeah, he could have taken Jordan.
Yeah, but in his car.
Yeah, exactly. Someone held him down.
For a ride.
Exactly.
He could have shown him the city.
There are teams that won't touch him, and because of the racial makeup of the city, he's never going to play for the Utah Jazz.
No.
He's never going to play for the Boston. God knows he's not going to play for the Boston Celtics.
Correct.
You can make an argument he's not going to play in Atlanta, New Orleans, and places
now,
like that.
Atlanta's a black city.
Yeah, but you know what? There's an infrastructure there that won't put up with the father.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, Charlotte's not going to touch him, considering the way things have been.
No.
Charlotte's a great town, but the state of North Carolina is kind of screwed up.
Memphis won't either.
When you see something like this with the fight, he's like a tennis father. That's what he reminds me of. I mean, is he first off the $495 sneakers? Don't they remember the people who were shooting each other were Air Jordans? I don't know if they remember this, but people used to shoot each other over Air Jordans. Now what?
He should remember it because it was from his time.
Yeah, but evidently he's not. I mean, are you a parent?
Well, you know, he's subscribing to the philosophy that any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, really.
So if he goes out there and he makes an ass out of himself, he doesn't care. If people like him, he doesn't care. If people hate him, he doesn't care. They're talking about him. And literally for him, that's all that matters because he believes his brand is going to be able to take off and he's going to turn into a billionaire.
I don't think he's doing it so much doing his kids. I think he's trying to make a name for himself.
No question.
This is going to blow up on him. You know, here's a newsflash for you. The odds on you have a less than 0.1% chance of playing professional sports. Right? That's if to earn one. You have a better chance to be elected to a national public office than you do to play one day of professional sports, earn $1. But yet this guy is already asking for $1 billion for three kids that haven't played a down inning or a second yet in the NBA, NFL, or whatever.
Yeah.
And the odds are, Mr. Ball, all three of your kids are not going to be playing in the NBA. Odds are that's not going to happen. Someone needs to tell this asshat that.
Yeah, but you know, and I can't figure this out because it really – they don't go into any real detail in this. This guy is worth $4 million. I love there's a site called Celebrity Net Worth.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I know. That's how I found out how much Katie Morgan is worth.
Right.
And I paid for dinner. Go figure.
Yeah. That shouldn't have worked. but I mean.
I made it up on the back end. Go ahead.
Now, his wife works in the health industry.
Right.
I believe. Or no, I'm sorry. Education.
Educational. She's a teacher. Yeah.
So she's not making a ton of money in there. Mm. Where did he get this money?
It had to be from his stellar NBA career. I don't know. See, I don't trust that net worth because I mean, I know
pretty accurate actually.
No, because I've looked up. I know famous people, and I'm not saying people. I'm not saying you know he's a good friend of mine. No, I'm just saying I do. It's just you know goes with the profession. And some of them are friends. And some of them are friends of mine. Like they became friends of mine. Like people who I actually know their phone number when I call, they don't mispronounce my name. And they're friends of mine. And I looked up, and not even close. Not and more often than not, way overestimated.
But, all right, but even if it's half,
yeah,
where'd that come from?
You take out a you know what? If you take out a $2 million loan based on future earnings of your son, I guess that would qualify. And I would bet you anything that's what he did.
Probably.
I mean, there are people who win the lottery. Of course, you don't get the money for like 6 weeks. There are people that go take out a loan. And that's where they get in trouble in the first place. They end up taking out a loan.
Yeah.
By the way, yes. I feel like I'm on a dating game. Not with you, by the way.
Talk about somebody that just died.
Yeah, Jim Lang. By the way, for those of you, Chuck Barris, man, from Philadelphia. You know, he could have retired after he wrote Palisades Park, and he never would have had Sam Rockwell playing him in a movie.
That's true.
But then if we did that, we never would have saw Drew Barrymore naked.
Sam Rockwell's still alive? No.
Drew Barrymore is. She hasn't been the same since she stopped drinking when she was 9. 1-800-878-7529. We'll put a bow on this, as we say, when we come back, right? Did someone just tickle you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
As for all my despicable, unethical, immoral, treacherous, sleazy conduct, this business is not an ethical arena.
Ha! Amen to that, huh? I thought you knew I was in a plane crash.
No, I did not know that. In Bermuda, no less.
May 18, 2013. My girlfriend...
One of my favorite places, by the way.
My then-girlfriend, she has a brother, played ball at William & Mary. It was Curtis Pride's roommate, actually. But he played better. Guy's a commodities broker. He has enough money to air condition hell. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. You wouldn't even know it about him. But I was living in Savannah, Georgia. Excuse me. And he had this 8,000 square foot house in Hilton Head. And his family lived in Bermuda. And every so often they'd send the corporate jet and take me and my girlfriend and the two pilots and the Hooters waitress who doubled as a flight attendant and some of his golf buddies to Bermuda. Bring the flight a bunch of times. You know, no problem this time. Everything's hunky dory. And we're coming into Bermuda, if you've ever been there, and there's these palm groves. There used to be, at least.
Right.
As you're coming in, well, we came in and we hit a wind shear, and it tipped our plane completely to the left. Now, I'm sitting there with a martini and sitting in those nice leather chairs, and the wind clipped and split the plane right in two, about 100 feet in the air, going about 150 miles an hour. The front end of the plane, I mean, 5 feet in front of me, the front end of the plane ended up in the Cape Verde Islands, I think. And all I saw was water, air, poof. And by the way, for those of you who don't think air is a solid,
Yeah.
I had what's called an internal decapitation. My head got separated from my neck.
No kidding.
Dislocated my shoulder blade, broke my face. Oh my God.
Well,
my cigarettes got wet. So I'm underwater now, and I'm thinking, okay, this is not the correct way to land an airplane. Yeah. And so I pushed up. Thank God the wing was bent, so I was only like 6 feet of water. Well, I was in more than that, but I turned around. There's my girlfriend. Her hair is not even wet. I get to the here's socialized medicine for you. I get to the hospital. I'm pulling seaweed out of my teeth. I'm twisting. And so what seems to be the problem? I'm like, didn't they tell you anything? Really?
Jesus.
But yeah, so that's it. If you ever see me on a flight, you're on the safest plane in the world, because what are the odds on that happening twice?
Well, no, this is true. This is why I won't fly Qantas.
Because they've never had a crash.
They're due.
I was supposed to be on a TWA flight the day after the TWA 800 flight. My dad actually called me and said, you're on the safest flight in the world. Wrapping this puppy up, those idiots at the USA Network, next with the alternative facts. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Black.
Adios.
Bye-bye.